Hey everybody, you're listening to the third episode of Game Informer Online Radio. I'm your host, Michael, and with me, as always, is Dave.
Party on, Michael.
JR.
Hey.
And Sean's out this week, but taking him his place is Nicholas. What's your GIO name?
It's Rorschach underscore 15, and hello.
Hello.
So, what have you guys been playing this week?
Ooh, for me, not much. it's Mardi Gras. Well, it was Mardi Gras week over here. Plus my girlfriend's birthday, so I've been kind of out and about this week, and not much in front of the TV. I have been kind of going through Saints Row 2 a little bit in my spare time, just on single player mode, messing around with all the cheats. So Dan, if you're listening, don't worry. We're not going to ruin any achievements. So. That's about it for me. I haven't had much to do with games this week.
All right. What about you, JR?
Nothing much for most of the week, but I got Dragon Age 2 yesterday, and I've been obsessing over that just as much as I did Mass Effect 2. It's great.
So what about you, Nick?
Playing Dead Space 2 for, like, the bajillionth time. I mean, I have it on PC, and I'm not sure if you guys know, but what happens is, you know if you beat it on hardcore, how you get the hand cannon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in short, I beat it on hardcore a total of 3 times on PC, and then found out that they didn't patch it at all. So, kind of got boned.
Without the patch, it's you don't get the hand cannon?
No, well, what happens is, yeah, I beat it the first time in hardcore, and I didn't get it, so it's like, crap, okay, I'll try again. And then after I beat it the second time, I realized that they hadn't come out with it was just broken on the PC. And then they came out with a patch last week or a couple weeks ago, and I played it without realizing that people already in the comments have said, well, the patch fixes all the suits, like we get all the suits and everything, but everything except the hand cannon. So I'm sure to beat it a third time with no hand cannon. And I was pissed.
Well, now you know what, pretty much... back and forward, so the next time when they actually do patch it, you probably just fly through it.
Hopefully. I still haven't beaten it my first time yet. It's one of those games that's just been on my back burner. I'm halfway through it, but I keep forgetting that I have it.
I've got way too many of those games.
Yeah.
So if that's it, let's get into the news of this week.
Okie dokie.
Some games came out this week. Dragon Age 2 came out. Beastly Frantic Photo for the DS. I guess that's probably something to do with the DSi. Major League Baseball 2K11. MLB 2011 The Show. And Pets Bunnies Bunch. Ubisoft and their stupid Pets games. And U-Star 2 in the movies, which is a stupid name.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun if you get enough people around who have no inhibitions about taking their clothes off.
I was just saying the name was stupid. I haven't even looked at the game that much.
Is that the one where you're in the movies and you just
it's
like?
It's called U-Star 2 in the movies.
Yeah,
it's that Kinect game. It's U-Star 2. In the movies, instead of you star in the movies too or something.
Okay.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I just don't really pay attention. One of the games that is under my radar. So.
I would get it because it does look kind of fun. I do need some more games for the Kinect, but I don't really have that many people to play it with, and I don't want to look like an idiot like that all by myself because I'll just feel like a total jerk.
But you can do things all by yourself that you probably wouldn't do with a group of people. Oh, that's nasty.
Yes. And we don't even have Dan on this time. That's what I expect from him. But come on, Dave.
Well, I'm trying. I'm working for two here. So.
And Sean.
And Sean, two and a half then.
Did you just call Sean a half?
I sure did.
Take that, Sean. All right, so Ocarina of Time 3D has the Master Quest. So that's cool.
That's cool. I never could beat the Master Quest. It was.
Yeah, I never tried it out that much.
Yeah.
Because the GameCube version was actually my first time to actually beat Ocarina of Time, so.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I know, shame on me.
I think that was actually the first time I played the hell out of it on the 64, but I never actually sat down long enough to beat it until I had it for the Cube.
Oh yeah, I played it a lot on the Nintendo 64. I don't think I ever had it. I rented it a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. So. And that was before you could really use memory cards, so you just had to hope you got the same cartridge every time you rented it.
So, Microsoft is hiring for the next Xbox, maybe.
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 They might.
They had a post on their website or something saying that they were hiring for something. You could tell I didn't read much into it.
Yeah, it's a job listing. It's a want ads, you know.
But hopefully the next Xbox will be cool and probably won't come until like 2013 or something.
I think someone was predicting like the next wave won't be until at least like 14 or 15. I think someone said that.
Well, yeah, but those are a bunch of the analysts like.
Yeah, packed.
They might like the PlayStation 3. Sony's saying that it's going to have a 10-year life cycle, and if you look at the PlayStation 2, it had just that, and there are even games being released for it now.
Yeah. So. And they're constantly updating all the firmware and stuff, so they can. Who knows what they can? This thing could evolve into.
Apparently, it's evolved into a 360. Because firmware 3.60 has come out for the PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal with that one?
It's supposed to fix PlayStation 3 hacks, and it added the cloud saving.
Oh, neat.
So. But the cloud is only for PlayStation Plus users, which is kind of.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh. Yes.
But JR, you have PlayStation Plus. Have you tried using the cloud?
Yeah. I went ahead and put my Infamous and Mass Effect 2 saves on there just to save them. But so. Everything else is. I haven't done everything else, though, because I'm lazy.
I feel you there.
So, speaking of the PlayStation 3, the villainess for Uncharted 3 was revealed. What's her name again? I forget.
I can't remember, but...
She's an old lady.
Yeah.
B. Arthur?
No.
She
has Jason Statham as a sidekick, as a henchman. I pointed that out, like, looking at the screenshots, and then I actually learned that Jason Statham did voice one of the henchmen.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, I think I read that. I'm not sure if it's real or not, but I did read that.
Oh, yeah, no, because he definitely, looks like really interesting, though. I mean, just, like, the side quest, or not the side quest, just the cutscene. Wow. Oh, boy. But, yeah, it just looks really interesting. I mean, a female villainess, and they're just, like, kicking the crap out of Jake and Sully, and you're just like, oh, my God. Or Drake.
I'm still so lost when it comes to the Uncharted stuff. I just got the PS3, so.
You really need to get into that.
Yeah, that's one of the. It's on my to-do list for games I need to catch up on, or at least start. So.
I'll let you borrow my copy of Uncharted 1.
Sure, just email it over.
Okay. I'll send it via Twitter.
Yeah.
So, Blizzard is saying that the next MMO will complement World of Warcraft and blow minds. Blizzard stuff is always good, so.
Yeah, they've always made quality, so I wouldn't doubt it. They know how to you know, make a good MMO. So I've heard.
It's probably going to be World of StarCraft.
Yeah, see, that's what I was wondering. Like, will it, like, connect in some way to World of Warcraft? Or it'll just be, like, kind of more of the same, only completely unique and different world?
I could see a World of StarCraft happening. I mean, there's a lot of substance in that, you know, in that realm that can be used for an RPG game. Why it wouldn't be feasible? I don't know, but I mean, it could work. I think as many StarCraft fans out there that they have out there.
Yeah. Yep, and Warcraft was originally a strategy game, and then once that turned into an MMO. So exactly. StarCraft turning into an MMO is basically history repeating itself.
See, I can get into an MMO if it deals with, like, you know, sci-fi kind of stuff. I was just never big on the whole, you know, knights, dragons, wizards, orcs, all that kind of stuff. Not my flavor. I like the sci-fi junk. That's just me, though.
So are you saying that you could get into Bungie's MMO, which is supposed to be Warcraft in space?
I could possibly do that, you know, if it wasn't a big old hoax, but that even hoaxed us, the experts on this show. if it's a World of StarCraft thing, and that's just purely speculation, but if that's the case, I'd bite. You know, I'd give it a shot.
I don't know if I'd be interested. I'm not really that interested in many MMOs. Like, the only MMO I've truly been interested in and wanted is DCUO, and so many like MMOs are just World of Warcraft, but like we were saying last time on the podcast.
Yeah, I still need to try DC Online, but I could get into that one too probably. I like superheroes. Who doesn't?
Yeah, I tried the beta. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. Excuse me.
Do you guys like dance games for the Kinect?
Yeah, I love them. They're amazing. Single favorite game. I mean, who doesn't love Dance Central?
Well, you'll be able to have some more if Activision is releasing Dance Hero. Like the rumors are saying.
Kill Guitar Hero introduced Dance Hero. Okay.
And Kill DJ Hero.
Yeah, that's... That's what I do. I mean, I don't know. What are the sales like for dance games? I know DDR was kind of has come and gone, but
Just Dance sold truckloads, and Just Dance 2 did on the Wii, and I think Dance Central did too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's.
We'll just have to see.
Yeah, that's something else they can milk dry. Good on you,
if
Activision.
They're actually releasing it.
Do what Bobby Kotick's luxurious hair tells you.
If you want to hear some more impressive sales numbers, I'm trying to segue my way around this again, and it's horrible. So try not to just jump from topic to topic.
We're getting better.
Yeah, we've only gone 20 minutes, and we're almost done with half the news.
What are we going to do afterwards? Crap, we better start digging up stuff. Hang on.
Pokemon All right. Black and White has moved 1 million units on launch.
Black and White? Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's...
The Michael Jackson soundtrack.
Oh.
Okay. Still don't say, really, that hasn't done that by now. Jeez. Surprising.
Michael Jackson is that guy. He never... No one's heard of him.
No.
He's very underground.
Yeah.
Oh, too soon.
You caught that?
Okay. I was oblivious to that. Wow.
But are any of you thinking about picking up Black and White? I was thinking of picking up White or Black. Black, yeah.
That's... Whatever, it's good.
It's pretty much the same game.
It's Pokemon. Is there? You're splitting hairs when you talk about differences between games, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't picked up a Pokemon game since Crystal? Yeah.
I should probably pick up at least one in my lifetime, considering they are kind of a huge deal. So I should probably check one out and see what all the hubbub's about.
Wait, you haven't played one like at all?
Not at all.
Oh boy, get on that.
Yeah, yeah. It's another one of those time consuming kind of games that that I'm afraid to, you know, dive into.
Yeah.
Well, this one's portable, so you can at least like watch TV or something while you do it.
Oh, good. I need a new toilet game.
Yeah, that's it was. It's like a kid. It was like this time-consuming game that you can only like since you can only buy like one game pretty much a year because you were a kid and super poor. You're like, okay, I'm gonna buy this Pokemon game. This will last a really long time. But now with like the thousands of games that people can afford, I'm like, okay, Pokemon. I'm gonna put that on the side and buy something a lot better.
Yeah, something that I can still feel like I accomplished something after a week of playing.
Yeah.
Even though I loved Animal Crossing, shut up.
I like Animal Crossing too.
Yeah.
3DS one looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and the Shampoodle music, once you get that unlocked, like, oh man. I'm just going to stop right there.
Well, if you want to check out another time-consuming game, Free Realm is coming to the PSN.
I'm going to be checking that out. Just because it's free.
It's a kid's MMO. It's got a bunch of 12-year-olds. Do you really want to check that out?
I will check it out, and the second I start feeling like a pedophile or just like a really old creepy dude, I will stop playing it. Which I would imagine would come between somewhere between the 5 and 7 minute mark of playing the game. But I'll give it a fair shake.
Yeah. But I think it's coming I'm not sure when it's coming, but I think it's gonna be downloadable and it's gonna be free, of course. So
free is my favorite genre of game. It's also my favorite flavor of food.
Those are words of wisdom there.
Oh, yeah. Except for caffeine-free. That's totally different.
Caffeine-free Coke is terrible.
Caffeine-free Diet Coke. That's just even worse. You suck all the fun out of that one, don't you?
Do they make caffeine-free Coke Zero?
Do they?
I'm not sure. If they did, it'd just be whole. Because yeah, I hate Coke Zero.
Would that just be redundant?
Pretty much. You're just drinking flavoring at that point. It's just water and whatever flavor Coke is.
Yeah.
That's no
Coke
fun.
Coke is drinking watermelon flavored.
Watermelon flavored Coke?
So gross. I'm going to say Coke tastes like a multi-million dollar corporation in children's tears.
Oh, yeah. Tastes like cavities and tooth decay. That's about...
So.
What else we got this week? I've been out of the loop. I've been elsewhere this for the most part.
There's really not that much news this week, but there is some pretty big news. Are you guys looking forward to Arkham City?
Ooh. Yes.
I'm forgetting about it, but yeah.
It's coming out October 18th.
Well, that's not coming out this week, though.
It's big news that came out this week, though.
Touché. But, okay, so October.
Yep.
Yeah. It'll go by fast.
Yeah. That's the one game, like, after playing Arkham Asylum, I really wanted to play Arkham City. And, oh, did you guys hear about that, like, secret that they put in the first game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The secret?
Oh,
yeah,
what
happens sorry. You go.
Okay, well, what happens is, yeah, there was this one wall, and I think it was one of the chambers, and in short, you couldn't see an X-ray or anything like that. And in short, you had to put three gel capses there, three gel things at that, and it blew up the wall. And then inside the room, there was, like, layouts for, like, Arkham City. And, like, it was just, like, expansions and stuff like that in this whole map layout. It's
oh,
really
yeah.
cool.
I heard about that. That's a really awesome Easter egg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I found it out, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, I'd say.
Yeah, it wasn't too long after Arkham Asylum. Arkham City was revealed.
Yeah.
Like, as Arkham City for the Game Informer cover.
Yeah.
It was revealed a long time ago. Like it was the VGAs 2002. It was the 2009 VGAs. Yeah.
2009?
Yeah. It was a trailer. It wasn't named Arkham City. And it was like a really rushed trailer. It still had a whole bunch of assets from Arkham Asylum.
Because
Joker was wearing the same costume, and Harley Quinn was wearing the same costume.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
the henchmen looked the same.
I remember that. It was just like a quick run-through of like Sionis or whatever it was, and then it just showed like Joker in a chair coffin.
Yeah. And came up with that Arkham has moved.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But I went looking for that Easter egg, and I couldn't find it, and I'm playing, like, on a non-patched version, so I might have been wrong at where I was, but maybe they actually patched it in, maybe it wasn't there at launch.
No, because when I tried to do it, it took me, like, 50 times to finally get the explosives in the right place, and the wall busted open.
Yeah, it's super yeah. specific where you have to put them. Like, they did, like, it was part of Game Informer's thing that they actually showed where you have to place them. And it's, like, super intricate because if you mess up the first one, that's, like, the most important one, and then you're just boned.
Because I only tried it, like, maybe 5 times. Maybe I just screwed it up. I'll probably have to try it later on.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm playing on the 360, and I don't have Xbox Live, so... I thought maybe it was just a bit of a conspiracy that Rocksteady was pulling, and they actually just patched it in.
No, it's a conspiracy.
And another release date, Child of Eden, is coming out on June 14th.
Child of Eden. That...
Yeah, it's that Kinect shooter.
Oh, okay.
Looks like Rez.
Yeah. More stuff for people on drugs.
It looks pretty interesting, though. I kind of like it.
Oh, Rez was pretty cool. I don't remember. I have to look up some stuff on Child of Eden because it's not ringing a bell right now.
They showed it off at Microsoft's E3 last year, I think. I can't remember.
Wasn't it Ubisoft's conference that they showed it off at?
Yeah, Ubisoft's conference. My bad.
Ubi, Micro, same thing.
The only difference is Ubi has Rayman and laser tag.
Yeah.
I love how they
otherwise try- exactly the same.
Yeah. I love that laser tag thing, just for the comedic purposes, how they're trying to make it look so badass.
Which Ubisoft's conference was pretty good for that day, because I wasn't really interested in EA's and what was the other one that day? It was
drawing a blank.
Oh yeah, that was Microsoft's day, and Microsoft that day too. And Microsoft was really focused on Kinect, and it was tried to go super casual, and EA's was just all about Medal of Honor and Battlefield and shooters and sports and stuff like that. I thought Ubisoft was the best until Nintendo and Sony showed up the next day. And plus, Joe McHale was hilarious.
I have to take your word for it. I don't remember too much from it right now. It's been a while. My memory sucks, just in general, so...
Trying to look at some more news. We're down like 2 pieces of news.
Oh.
And we're at the 30-minute mark.
Oh, crap. Let's see. Wait, what time? Yeah, this thing doesn't show me the time. We can wing it. We can handle it. We're professionals.
Yeah. We can talk about nothing for 30 minutes.
That's right.
We talked about nothing for a whole hour last time.
Exactly. So this should be cake for us, you know?
And a lot of people are complaining that some of them it was too long. This one might be a little too short.
Quite possibly.
So
I don't know. We'll try to reel it in, you know, at a respectable time. We won't give Coob 2.5 hours worth of stuff to go through, maybe.
Yeah. So do you guys like XBLA games?
Oh yeah.
Well, Amazon has revealed a 3-pack of XBLA games. And Limbo, Explosion Man, and Trials HD.
I have two of those three already.
Well, you can buy it on XBLA, because you have Xbox Live.
Right.
But a guy like me, without Xbox Live, I really want this. It comes out like on April 12th, I think. It's real. It's confirmed by someone from Twisted Pixel.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. So, not a bad deal.
I've personally really been wanting to play Limbo, Explosion Man, and Trials.
Yeah. So. Explosion Man just looks hilarious. His comedic appeal. Just pure comedic appeal.
Oh, yeah. Explosion Man's cool. It's basically a platform puzzler more than anything. Limbo is too, but Limbo just has that sort of noir aesthetic.
Yeah.
Really sets it off.
Yeah, Limbo looks really cool.
Yeah.
I want it to come on Steam or something, because that's pretty much my last option if it doesn't ever come to PSN. So.
Oh, it's only Xbox?
It does look. Yeah.
Hmm. I thought it was everywhere.
No.
No, it's definitely all on PSN.
Hmm. Well, now I know.
The more you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I was just about to say that, damn it.
But I'm definitely going to pick that pack up, because it does look pretty cool.
Definitely. I would definitely say Explosion Man and Limbo are worth the purchase. And I played the demo for Trials HD, and that was fun as hell, too. I just didn't get around to buying the full game.
I played the demo for Explosion Man and Trials that came on, like, official Xbox Magazine discs,
mm-hmm.
and they were a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're great games. So, I mean, it's definitely worth the purchase, even at full price. And yes, I'm shilling for the man right now. And not getting paid for it, so who's the idiot?
How much are those games? Because the pack is $30.
Ooh.
Or is each game like $15?
I think Limbo, if I remember correctly, when it came out, was either 10 or 15. Explosion Man, I got like around some either Thanksgiving, Halloween, or it was some holiday special where it was only like $2. So I picked that up.
Nice.
And Trials, I believe, has always been around $15.
So it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it's got achievements and stuff, so.
Exactly. We all know how much those are worth.
Speaking of achievements, I got a topic, that random topic I was talking to you guys about before that was about achievements. I'll get into that after I get into this.
Okay.
Dan, Tim, Ben, and Jeff have gone insane.
Well.
Gone more insane.
More insane.
Insaner. They're attempting to break a world record for playing Smash Brothers for 27 hours straight.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, it's surprising to me that the world record is only 27 hours.
That was my thought when I saw that.
Yeah, because I've had nights with me and my friends just, you know, going, having huge, like, Street Fighter Alpha 3, you know, or Marvel vs. Capcom, you know, just contests all night long. And it could easily have gone to 27 hours if, mm-hmm. you know, if we didn't need sleep or anything like that. But 27 hours, that's totally doable.
And
especially if you have friends and stuff.
Yeah, and if you have someone
to
like
do it alone, it might be a little harder.
Yeah, but if you have someone there, kind of like, you know, cooking up pizza rolls and bringing you a fresh Mountain Dew or whatever, you know, then that's that's easy.
Yeah, well, they probably picked the best game to do that for, because Smash Brothers has a lot of stuff in it, so you probably won't even get bored to like the 10-hour mark.
Yeah, they said they're playing from like the beginning, and Ben posted, it was either on the web, the Game Informer website, or on like the Overblood Facebook page, that he's like going to be recording some of it. So that would be just hilarious to see.
Cool.
Hour like 12, Dan's just like hysterical.
I could see that.
Now, what about the are things like Red Bull and 5-Hour Energy considered performing enhancing drugs or anything like that?
They're energy drinks, so probably not.
Hmm.
If anything, you could drink Mountain Dew or something.
Yeah.
Just be caffeinated.
True.
But then after you just pass out later.
Now, I'm curious as to what exactly qualifies as quote-unquote playing the game. Because you could technically, well, I don't know about technically, but you could theoretically just mash the controller buttons around on your ass for 27 hours while you're doing something else. Would that be considered playing, or do you actually have to develop some sort of strategy against your, you know, against who you're playing with?
You probably have to have the controllers in your hand and play through the game.
I don't know. Like, I want to say that, but I think I might resort to it. I mean, at a certain hour, they're just going to get really tired and just, like, super hyper or something like that and just start doing, like, some ridiculous crap.
Oh, yeah, you're going to snap eventually.
Yeah.
27 hours? Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're doing the same thing over and over for 27 hours, something's going to break in your mind. So.
Exactly, especially if you're stuck, like, playing as, like, Princess Peach or like anything like that, I'm definitely snap.
Well, from what you're saying, Dave, I'm thinking like they're doing the dishes and taking a nap or something while the controllers are moving around on like in their pockets or something.
That, but, I don't know, would that be technically considered playing or
probably not? But if they do stupid stuff like stomping with feet and it's on the ground or something like that, I'm sure that could be considered playing.
Maybe you probably, I guess you have to have the controller in your hands, thumbs on the buttons, and et cetera, so on and so forth.
Yep.
Gotta do it legit. But, I don't know, they can do it, I'm sure.
It's totally possible.
Yeah, it's only 27 hours.
Plus, they're probably going to be doing it in the Game Form offices, so they probably have people to walk by and say, hey, what's up, and cheer them on and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, hell, look at how long have StarCraft sessions Warcraft sessions lasted? I'm sure people have done longer than 27 hours.
Yeah, but some people die after that.
Exactly. So StarCraft has killed people. It has murdered.
So you're saying Dan 10, Ben and Jeff are going to die?
I'm not saying they're going to, but... we may or may not have a pool going around at the office.
Nice.
I may or may not have $20 on Jeff dying first. I'm just saying. Not for nothing. I'm just saying.
I tried to get Ben on this episode. I was going to ask him about it, but he was going to some kind of wrestling thing. I was going to tell Sean if he was on this episode that he works with insane people.
I don't think you need to tell him that. I think he's well aware of that fact.
Guess what, guys? We're out of news.
No.
Yes.
Well, it was a slow week.
Yeah, it definitely was. When we were recording yesterday, there was not a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I kind of took this week off from the gaming world. And so at least I didn't miss too much.
But next week, we'll probably have Cody on, and he'll tell us all about PAX.
Oh, yeah, PAX is going to be... Oof. Excuse me. PAX is going to be... I'm drinking lemonade.
Lemonade.
PAX, for the third time, is going to be, or is awesome, and I wish I was there, but...
So do I.
Yeah.
We hate you, Cody.
We do, with a passion.
Now steal me a 3DS. I was actually planning on doing a joke with that. Before Cody left, I was thinking like he could get like an electric fan or something, put it in front of his face, and we pretend to call him on the show, and we switch to like a pre-recorded thing where we're talking to him and he's running away from like Nintendo people, he's got like a 3DS in his hand because I've asked him 100 times to steal me one. And then, like, I was planning on him just muting his mic or something, and then you hear the Mario death.
Well, we can't do it now. You just explained the joke to everyone.
Well, PAX is over, and we're recording the episode. PAX is almost over, so.
Yeah. Okay, all right, you're forgiven. I'll let this one slide.
But PAX does look really fun.
Yeah, someone was complaining that there was too many girls at the booths.
How is that a complaint?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that one out. There's too many booth babes, he said.
Where is your logic, sir?
It's like, wait, that's a complaint? I mean, okay, maybe you're not into girls if that's your thing. No big deal. But then you should be happy that there's plenty of guys around. So, did I just hit puberty? Yikes.
So the topic I was talking about earlier is about achievements. So you know how some games give you negative achievements, like give you 0 points for doing something stupid?
Actually, the Dead or Alive, the launch Dead or Alive, not the creepy volleyball Dead or Alive for 360, actually has a negative achievement if you lose... I think if you lose 5 fights in a row online, you will lose 5 achievement points, but you'll gain an achievement for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because that was what my topic was all about. What if games gave you negative point achievements? So, like, it would probably drive OCD people insane.
Oh, I think more games should have that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but, like, you've either got all the achievements but have 995 points, or you don't have all the achievements and have 1,000 points.
I would go for the lowest score possible. I'll have Microsoft reps knocking on my door, like, trying to claim their points that I owe them.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that counter-incentive. It's like, achievement unlocked, you suck. And it's like, minus like 100 points, and you're like, oh... It's degrading, depressing.
They're saying if a whole bunch of games actually did that, you'd just go for the negative achievements?
Oh, I would.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely have, like, a negative gamer score.
Yeah. That's all I would do. I would be totally playing... I would be team killing in first-person shooters. I'd be playing racing games, driving the track backwards. I'd be...
Hey, that's actually a lot of fun.
It is. I disregard your rules and substitute my own.
Me and a buddy used to do that all the time with a NASCAR game. We used to just drive backwards and run into other cars.
I would be doing that so much if I actually had something to show for it. Other than, you know, an hour's worth of giggles.
And people yelling at you.
But that's worth it right there.
What are you doing? Why are you driving backwards?
Well, in a NASCAR game, you need more twang in your voice.
What are you doing? Why are you driving backwards?
Damn, son, why'd you do all of them backwards?
Just have, like, all the, like, prepubescent 12-year-olds just, like, freaking out on, like, COD. Just like, you're not supposed to be doing this? And you're like, shut up.
Why did you shoot me? Why are you shooting me?
And then you'd be called all sorts of, like, homosexual slurs and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, that they don't even know the, like, the responses to it or what it actually means. God bless you, 10-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. That's when you admit, it's like, yes, I am gay. What about it? You know? Throws their head off. You know, it's just like, they have no response to that.
I forgot to tell you guys what I've been playing.
That's true, yeah.
You don't get to know.
Aw, come on, please.
Okay.
All right. Sucker.
Yesterday, I actually got back into 3D Game Heroes.
Ooh, that's another game I've been wanting to play.
PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Oh, that game looks just awesome.
It's really awesome, but it's really hard. Like, I got stuck in the Flame Temple since it came out in May. I got it in, like, yeah, I think I even got it in May, last May. And that game, I've been stuck on the Flame Temple for a long time.
Now, does the Flame Temple have fire in it?
No, it has water.
Super misleading.
God, that's...
No, it does have fire, but, like, some of the names are just so generic. Like, the first one's Forest Temple, the second one's, like, Aqua Temple, yeah. Not Water Temple.
It just harkens back to, like, those old Zelda games.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, or even more modern, like, the Twilight Princess. You're like, oh, you're in the Forest Temple, or you're in this Ice Temple. Cool.
Like, the third one's the Desert Temple.
Well, at least they tell you, you know, the original Zelda for NES was just everything was poorly translated, and you just have these cryptic clues that you have to kind of figure out.
Oh, yeah, no.
Dodongo dislikes smoke.
Yeah, Dodongo dislikes smoke. It's like, that means throw a bomb at him.
Yeah. Or they're just like, oh, by the way, you have to burn one of these trees on screen. By the way, there's like 100 of them. Have fun. And you're like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. Until you find that lantern, which makes it slightly more convenient. So instead of, like, having to light one, you can light as many times as you want.
Yeah. It was great when it came out. If that game would have came out today, there's no way we'd have any sort of Zelda sequel.
No way.
There's no way possible.
But it'd definitely be a huge cult hit.
Yeah. Because people would be like, you know, blood would be shooting out of their teeth. People trying to figure out what the hell this stuff means.
Very true.
And you got to think, when that game came out, there was no internet for people to, like, look up an FAQ or anything. You just had to rely on what people tell you on the playground and
hope
it works.
Or
Nintendo Power.
Such a big, like, scam. That and, like, Castlevania 2. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
By the way, you're supposed to wait in this corner, duck for 3 seconds, and wait for this tornado to come. Like, wow. Of course, I would obviously know that right off the bat when I was, like, 7.
Yeah. I just played Castlevania 2 recently with my friend. We tried to go through it again one night and beat it, and we just could not remember where anything was or what to do. It's been forever.
The game's, it's super cryptic.
Oh, yeah. But the music's dope.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the music is great.
Yeah.
But I've never actually played the Castlevania game.
Oh, God, the Dracula fight at the end is just the easiest thing. It's like they finished programming right up until they got to Dracula's castle, and they just said, you know what, tack it on, ship it out the door.
Yeah.
Doesn't
he just, like, stand still?
Yeah, he just stands there.
You throw, like, the holy water at him or something like that, and he's just, like, standing there. It's just like, oh, this kind of hurts.
Yeah, you throw the flame right in the middle of the room. He just stands there. Once he gets hit, he doesn't move, so he's just constantly getting, like, hit after hit after hit on him, and it's just ridiculously stupid. But
which, that is kind of a happy thought. Like, you've gone through the whole game, and now you get to beat the final boss easily. You don't have to suffer through it anymore.
True, but actually all the bosses in that game are just way simple. The hardest part is figuring out what the hell you're supposed to do.
It's like that game and like Zelda 2. Oh my God.
Oh God.
I got that on like the virtual console, and that one is really cryptic as well.
Yeah, yeah. I did beat that game legitimately. It's another one I can hang my hat on.
Nice.
But
did you have to look up any strategy guides to beat Dark Link at the end?
I did, but I disregarded all the advice because every advice I had or people said just didn't work for me. So I just had to muscle it out and beat him like just in a regular sword fight. And finally, I got him. But, and the ending was very disappointing because you had the little Yoda guy who's there for no reason.
I got that Zelda collection for the GameCube, and that was probably my first playing of Zelda 2. And I couldn't play. Like, I played it for like maybe 2 hours total. I couldn't get very far in it because that game's just way too hard.
Oh, yeah. It's like you just have to wonder, what the hell were they thinking?
No, yeah, with that leveling up system, like,
yeah.
I still haven't beat that game, and I mean, I really don't, like, go back to it, but I think like just leveling up. Like you have to go to the screen just like kill everything. You get like one experience point per thing. Meanwhile, you need like 10,000.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh, this is painful.
And it's just a hard as it's hard, granted, and it's very, very unforgiving. And some of the enemies that you just plain flat out cannot block their attack. You can't jump over them. You just have to man up and take the hits and try to beat them before you die.
Yeah.
It's the orange lizard people and the red lizard people. Just the lizard people in general suck.
When they're like throwing the rocks down at you from like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I offended any lizard people out there, by the way. I don't, you know.
GIR has a big lizard following.
I will admit that I come from a long family of lizard people, hating racists. So, hate you lizard people. Go back to your own country.
What country? Should I ask what country lizard people would be from?
Lizardoria?
Good answer.
Sounds good.
Sure. We'll go with that.
If that really is a country, those people just, if they're listening, they just turn their computer off.
Okay, a place with Lizardoria has computers, yeah, okay.
As if lizard people are smart enough to have a computer or how to work it, you know.
Yeah,
sending like constant lizard people. Just send constant hate mail to you, just like, oh, this is outrageous, I demand this be taken off the internet.
Oh, lizard people who are just lazy anyway. They're not going to send out the mail.
But if you do chop off their tails, they grow them back, so that's cool.
It's another reason why I hate lizard people. It's not really hate, it's actually just envy. I'm just masking it. I'm just shaking my head at the words that are coming out of my mouth right now. I'm just like, my mom raised me better than this.
You need some help, dude. You need to go to a lizard-loving class.
I do. I'm just...
Stupid lizard people.
No one likes...
The worst thing about lizard people is their stupid skin.
It's all scaly and... Sometimes orange, sometimes red.
Why are we still talking about this?
I don't know. I don't know. We got 8 more minutes to kill.
Yeah.
Sorry, wait, is there a contest this week or anything?
Nope, just a contest winner.
Contest winner? Someone did the Alan Wake thing?
Yep.
Ah.
So... But I only got 2 entries, so it's not like it was a huge deal.
No, that's
and one of those was not mine, because I forgot the entry.
But the winner is Turd Fergie.
Turd! Congratulations,
yeah,
Turd.
Good job.
I had a nickel every time I said that. Oh, man.
I'm not even going to ask.
No.
But...
don't want to know either, so it works out for both of us.
But, if Lisa wouldn't mind, like, making a runner-up, the runner-up would be Coob. So if Lisa, if you're listening, if you don't mind giving him another prize. Because I don't have a blog of the week, really.
next week I vow to be more tuned in to the industry. This week was kind of a wash for me with the whole Mardi Gras and girlfriend birthday and all that stuff, so.
Oh, it was just a slow week in general. Not like
yeah, it wasn't anything
crazy exciting going on.
Yeah.
Most people have been playing Dragon Age 2.
Yeah,
I still need to download the demo for that. Give it a crack.
I still don't like the demo.
Still don't like the demo?
Nope.
What's wrong with the demo?
It's just...
nothing.
It's really repetitive. There is something wrong with the demo.
An RPG repetitive? What? When
like
did this happen?
The battling of the demos is tap X. Oh, now you can tap square. Keep tapping X.
Well, so is Kingdom Hearts, and you like that.
That's different.
You can't debate him on that. That's solid. That'll stand up in court, actually.
Yeah. Mixer has Disney
it's
characters.
It's different.
It has Disney. Completely different.
Yeah.
Square Enix. They're good at making RPGs.
Squeenix.
I don't like when people call him that. I have to say him. I mean it. The company. Just like I hate when people call Black Ops Blops.
Blop.
It sounds like a disease.
It's a very funny disease. It sounds like a disease only clowns would get.
Ronald McDonald got plops.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, one thing I did I forgot to say one other thing I was playing. Today I played a Bulletstorm with one of the developers.
Whoa.
Oh really?
Yeah, they were doing like some kind of community event thing where you could play with them. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. I still haven't picked up Bulletstorm yet.
Yeah. I was actually better than him, too.
You beat him?
So, it's not really competitive, but I got more points than him.
What's the what's the multiplayer thing like on Bulletstorm? Just regular deathmatch kind of stuff?
Not really. It's called Anarchy Mode. You've played Gears of War 2's Horde Mode, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's kind of like that, but with Bulletstorm gameplay.
Gotcha.
So you could slide around, you could kick people into the air and shoot them, and then you got your leash and you kick and all that. And you could choose, like, between every round, there's drop pods that come by, and they're on the stage for, like, 20 seconds, and you could refill your ammo and all that. And you got to team up and do a whole bunch of cool skill shots. Like, if you both leash a guy, and you pull him apart, and it's called Tug of War. And if you both kick him, it's called Das Boot. Or Das Boot.
Huh.
And,
pick up that game.
And, like, you could hit him into the air, and someone else can, like, with your thumper. And that's where you hold down the leash button, and you swing it down like a hammer or something. And they all fly up in the air. Someone else can grab the guy in midair and do that again, and it slams him down on the ground. It's called Slam Dunk, and that's really cool.
Sounds cool. I mean, I still need to pick it up. I'm probably going to wait maybe about a month or two, wait for the price to kind of come down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, do you have many people on XBLA who play it? Or XBL, Xbox Live? If not, pick it up for PlayStation because I need more people to play with.
Okay. Well, I do need to get more PS3 games anyway, so.
Yay. But, yeah, I've gotten all the trophies in Bulletstorm, all the single-player ones. So I just need the multiplayer ones. So if anyone wants to play with me, you can add me on PSN.
You know, I used that line at a bar and it didn't work.
Wow.
Waka waka waka. All right. Ooh. Play me off, Johnny.
A cane comes in and just pulls you away from your computer screen.
Yeah, I got gonged. Can't all be zingers, guys. That's
someone puts a curtain over you.
Yeah.
So we're at the 58-minute mark. I guess it's almost an hour.
It's almost an hour.
So let's plug some stuff.
We're going to plug some stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Rate us on iTunes. Give us reviews and stuff.
Sure.
We got one so far, and it's by Coob, and he does the editing, so I'm pretty sure it's biased.
Wow. Like, my mom didn't even rate us. She lied to me. Bitch.
I can't believe you went that far.
My mom. Thankfully, I have her sense of humor, so it's...
you can follow
you can blame
us on Twitter
for everything that I've ever done.
You can follow us on Twitter I'm MRay901, shocker. Dave is
El Ghosto Pigo, because that's about as much as I remember from my high school Spanish class.
JR is
same as everything else, Jack and Ratchet 79.
And Nick, you don't have Twitter, do you?
Nope, I am non-existent on Twitter.
You have a Facebook, right?
Yes, I do. Just same name, Nicholas Clement. Check it out. And mind if I do my shameless plug now here?
Go for it.
We're all doing shameless plugs right now.
Yeah, right. So I'm Nicholas Clement, or Rorschach _15 on Game Informer, and myself, along with Clint Prentice, who is the original Clint on Game Informer, and Charlie Knupp, who is Miyuki Snow on Game Informer. We have a show called Overcast, the Overblood Community Podcast, and we just finished episode 3, and you guys should check it out.
You do Overcast, do you now?
That's like as good as the Game Informer show, right?
Yeah. It is the best podcast I've ever heard. You can put my name on it. I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store in the Citadel.
That wasn't a very good Commander Shepard impression.
I try. I didn't have time to work on it.
Sorry.
Oh, goodness. What a train wreck again.
Well, I'm thinking of making a Little Big Planet 2 level, but I need a good, I don't know if I have a good, solid Snake impersonation.
I can do Snake. Snake's easy.
Do it.
Wait, you want to do it right now? You got to put me on a spot like that?
Yes.
All right.
Then I'll do mine.
Yes, do vocal vote which is better. Practices.
I'm not doing it right now. I'm not warmed up. I've been smoking all week, so my voice sounds like crap.
Well, come on. It's Snake. He does, too.
It's Snake. Well, details. I'm not doing it right
we'll
now.
Have people vote.
I have to get into character. I have to prepare. I'm an actor.
Just sit under a box and do it.
Just hide in a stomach for like solid 2 hours, and then just like, all of a sudden I'll just hit you.
Meryl. I don't know. There you go. That's all you're getting tonight for free.
Liquid.
Snake.
This is Snake. Yeah, that was
McDonald
bad.
Miller here. I don't know.
Snake! This is a good show.
This is. We are completely off the rails right now. We have jumped off the train and have jumped into some like hovercrafts, and we're just going all over the place through houses. It doesn't matter.
Well, we're out of news. Listen to this, everybody. That's the news.
There we go. Wait. I got some more news. There.
I don't want to know what that was.
That's what onions do for me.
Fantastic.
Ooh, edit that out.
That'll be the censor from now on if anyone cusses.
Oh, my God.
It's a good thing the FCC doesn't regulate podcasts. we'd probably have some like 5-figure fines at this point.
Just busted down your guys' doors.
We're here for the people who record Game Informer online radio. We're here to take away your podcast. That's probably a better solid snake impression than my last one.
In order to say that, and kick in the door, you're like, what do you know about Metal Gear? And you're like,
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear?
Oh, wow.
Sorry for the crappy show this week, everyone. There's not a lot of news.
No, but not a lot of news. We just kind of, we floundered through that one.
And plus, there are three idiots here, and then Nick.
Yeah.
Nick is the smartest person here.
Oh, thank you.
Easily.
Just don't listen to the other podcast then. Just ignore it. Because, oh boy, I say some stupid stuff.
You're not alone in that aspect.
Have Have you been paying attention for the last hour?
Yeah.
Briefly, just zoning in and out, kind of, to be honest.
That's all I do while I'm here.
So when's Sean coming back?
I don't know. You know, personally, I think the boss kind of says, like, yeah, you're gonna be sick every week from now on, capiche? Yeah. It's like, you get me? You see where I'm coming from? There you go. That's a good lackey. That's my Andy McNamara impression, everybody.
You forgot to yell about World of Warcraft.
Oh, well. I don't know what
Andy's
to yell about.
I hope Andy's not listening to this. I really hope Andy's not listening to this.
Well.
Be banned.
What's done is done.
Send your all your hate mail to G-I-O-R. It's not Overcast.
Kuna Matata.
Means no worries.
Man. Someone told me that.
Just break into
I think
a
I learned that from the Little Mermaid. I guess that's pretty much it.
I guess that's it. We should probably put the last nail in this coffin.
Yeah.
And bury
it. I
want
to ask for one thing. If you got any extra logos or fan art or anything you just want to do for us, just be sure to send me a GIO conversation. I'll be sure to.
Yeah. Go nuts. If you feel like drawing a picture of me ripping a bear in half with like bare hands, go for it. Because like, I don't have a picture of that. And I would love to see that, actually.
I'll definitely send that in. Along with my fan fiction.
Dude, that'd be a great game. Did I mention that before? Like, I was thinking of a game called Bear Ripper.
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay, yeah.
It sounds like a comment. What was it? Landshark and Sea Bear?
It's like yeah.
And you're like, that's the weirdest comment. Just don't worry about it.
Or the Sharktopus.
Yeah.
Octopus.
Oh boy.
Octopus with like 8 shark tentacles. That rips bears in half.
And to leave you off, and lead to send you us all off, I've got a reference to a podcast. Hopefully, some of you will get this. And I want you to stop recording as soon as this question is finished, Dave, okay?
Okay.
So hopefully some of you will get this. If not, I've just made a fool of myself. If, yes, I have a question. If games give you negative achievement points, would OCD go insane? Thank you.
The end.
Fails, they'll take the clues and find the wheres and whys and who. Christmas. It's trouble that comes.